Letter 3. Hey, Professor Gyan. I admire your spirit in letting me take the lead. It wasn't until I'd studied with a friend that I realized, when one teaches, two learn. For some reason, it makes me feel like I can sermonize, be a preacher to a teacher. You know, the best part about teaching is that it matters. I'm sure that's why you took to it. The hardest part is that every moment matters, every day. I'm sure that made you doubt your choice. And then I'm thinking to myself, if a child can't learn the way we teach, maybe we should teach the way they learn? Personalize education for each and every child. Fit it well to their needs. The heart of education is a teacher and a learner, right? I heard Sir Ken Robinson say the other day that we've, over time, obfuscated that relationship with every accretion and distraction. We have syllabuses, testing regimes, testing companies, political ideologies, political purposes, subject loyalties, union issues, building codes, all of these timetables, schedules. It's why we can spend all day long discussing education and never mention teaching or learning. But if there's no teaching and learning happening, there's no education going on. So if we want to improve education, we have to improve on that bit. And everything else has to take a place around it and not get in the way or get in the middle of it. We need to personalize and customize, not standardize and homogenize. This obsession with conformity, it really gets under my skin. He makes a lot of sense, doesn't he, Sir Ken? Education is conformity. And he isn't a conformist. As a teacher, how responsible do you feel? Can one affect the whole? I don't suppose you can improve education by alienating the profession that carries it out. Aren't you lot the influencers? And before I say change maker, aren't you a choice maker? Have you decided who you are? What role you're going to play? Liberal? Conservative? Reformist? Regressive? Moderate? Compliant? Conciliatory? Or challenging? If indeed we are living in times of revolution, literally, not figuratively, times with no historical precedent, a global revolution on this scale, which involves everybody and whose outcomes are totally unpredictable, it's new in the whole of human history. Can we face this future with the old bag of tricks? With old institutional habits? Do you have any new ones? Certainly, there are plenty of takers. As confused as a chameleon in a bag of Skittles, yours, with a fist bump in a fog, X.